Hey, good morning, everybody. My name is Michael, and this is my health and fitness podcast, episode number 26. A little bit about me. I've been in the nutrition business for over 25 years, working in executive roles with brands such as Metrex, Champion Nutrition, and the World Wrestling Federation's IcoPro. I've been a category manager for the Vitamin Shoppe and even own my own brand, Clinical Sports Labs. During my time, I spent a lot of days with some of the top athletes in a variety of sports, including baseball, football, bodybuilding, MMA, and professional wrestling. Most importantly, I am you. I'm a dad, a husband, a workout junkie, and I try to eat clean every day, failing often. Let's get started. This week, I'm going to do a little something different. First, thank you for everybody that listened last week. Our listeners were down a little. So you need to amp that up a bit if you want to keep listening to me, but you're going to listen to me for the rest of the year, I believe, for a variety of reasons. We hit some wrong buttons here and there, but let's get on with the show. Today, you know, in my career, I've traveled all over the United States. I've trained in tons of gyms. I've competed in bodybuilding, more about that because I know a lot of you want to know about my competitive career. Competed in bodybuilding 9 times, finished last. More times than I like to admit, but I got the opportunity in 25 years to train at some incredible gyms. Today, I'm going to name the top 5 gyms I've worked out in. Again, remember, I train like a bodybuilder. I don't train like a CrossFit athlete. I don't train like a Zumba athlete. I train like a bodybuilder. So my ranking is defining the top 5 bodybuilding gyms in the United States that I have trained at. Now, before I get to the top 5, I'm going to list some also-rans. Gold's in Las Vegas. I believe on Flamingo. I believe it's not there anymore. I used to travel to Vegas 2 times a year, mostly in July, in the summer, when it was hot. And I got to train at Gold's in Las Vegas. What a great gym. And what I liked about that gym, it catered to bodybuilders. It catered to people that were really serious. The place was clean. But each section of the gym had a sign over it: back, shoulders, arms, legs. You went into that area and you trained that body part. I thought that was really cool and a concept that was way ahead of its time. Bev Francis's gym, Powerhouse Gym in Syosset, what can you say? Top bodybuilding gym. Not for me. I didn't like it. And I love Steve and Bev. I think they're the greatest people for the sport of bodybuilding. But the gym didn't do it for me. I thought everything was close. When I was doing cardio, I was right next to somebody doing incline presses, someone right in front of me. I thought all the equipment was cramped into a very, very small space. But it is the bodybuilding gym for all intents and purposes. Now, this next one, you're going to laugh. Planet Fitness Fort Lauderdale. I trained there one Monday, it was chest day, and man, what an amazing workout. It wasn't like a Planet Fitness that you see today. It had to be a hardcore bodybuilding gym at some point, and they sold the Planet Fitness, because I got to tell you, my workout was amazing. The atmosphere was crazy. Big Daddy's, Springfield, Massachusetts, owned by a guy named Rick Britt. That's where all the big boys played. We used to go up there on Saturdays and train legs. Not that I was a big boy. Man, that was serious. That was one of the best gyms up in that area. And I can't not mention Zach's Fitness World. Zach had 2 places. His first was Zion Street in Hartford, Connecticut. And his second was on the Berlin Turnpike in Newington, Connecticut. The Northeast Mecca, for all intents and purposes, in its day for bodybuilding. Everybody trained there for a variety of reasons. But that was the place to go. Saw some great pros training there. That's where I really got into bodybuilding first. But now my top 5. Number 5, Tully's, New Britain, Connecticut. Damn, what a place. He had 2 locations, but and each of them was equally smelly, equally kind of disgusting. But you talk about some serious vibe going on. You had people throwing dumbbells at each other. You had people screaming about the weight. You had people doing all kind of crazy shit there. What a great place to train. And the cardio, all 4 pieces of it, was in the front window. So in the afternoon when the sun came in, you were baking there. But what a great place to train. What an atmosphere there. Brian was a great gym owner and a pioneer in contest promotion, way ahead of his time. Number four, it was a snowy day in Denver. It was a Saturday. I wanted to go to Armbrust Gym in Denver, obviously, because that's where Phil Heath trained. I trekked through the snow, got there Saturday afternoon, and there were three people in the gym. First person was the owner. Second person was me. And the third person was Mr. Olympia, Phil Heath. Now, I didn't really bug him. I didn't really talk to him that much. We did a little cardio together at the end of the workout. Nice guy. Damn, what a great gym. You go there and you're going to grow because of the atmosphere there. Really clean, nice spot, nice people. Great to meet Phil. Number three, you didn't live in New Jersey. You didn't live in the Northeast. If you didn't get your ass down to Strong and Shapely in New Jersey, one of the top bodybuilding gyms on the planet. Bob Bonham and his wife, ex-wife, I think Bob died, passed a few years ago. Nice guy, always nice to me. Great workouts. Serious, serious equipment. Great atmosphere. Just a great place to train in New Jersey. Bob, again, a little quirky kind of dude, but always nice to me. One of the top bodybuilding gyms that I've ever worked out. Number two, this was called the 19th Street Gym because it was on 19th Street in Manhattan. First time I ever went in there was during the Night of Champions, which was always in New York in May. Went there between prejudging and finals to grab a workout. And you went through a turnstile. You paid. You went through a turnstile. I believe Brian Moss owned the place. Maybe he had some investors and stuff like that. Went down the stairs, and when I went down the stairs, to the right at the bottom of the stairs was a leg extension machine. And who was on the leg extension machine? Bev Francis. Now, this is like in the 80s. Bev Francis was an amazing athlete. She is an amazing person. Doing leg extensions in Hotskins or something like that, you could see separation in her quads that was insane. And that gym rocked. All the pro bodybuilders working in there, all the wannabe pro bodybuilders working out there, tremendous vibe, awesome place. I still think I have a shirt that says 19th Street Gym or 23rd Street Gym or Better Bodies or something like that. An amazing place, amazing atmosphere, amazing energy. And the number one gym that I've ever trained in is the gym that I currently train in. It's Powerhouse Gym in New Haven, Connecticut. If you know bodybuilding, you got to get there. If you are into bodybuilding, you know that gym. The equipment is insane. The brothers, the three of them that are surviving, are awesome people. Awesome to me. Awesome to everybody. You go in there and you train. You want to sit down. You see some old equipment. And you sit down with the wooden seats. But you know when you're doing a rear delt, it's working their rear delt. You know when you're doing a lat pull down, it's working your lats. The equipment is amazing. The vibe there is insane. What other gym is open up at 3:30 in the morning and closes whenever? The only day I believe they're closed is Christmas. Used to be they were open 365, 24/7. Not 24/7. 7 days a week, 365. But then they started closing on Christmas, which is great because people should be with their family and friends. But what a gym. What an amazing gym. And I am so fortunate to be 7 minutes away from the mecca of bodybuilding, not only in the United States, perhaps the world. Those are my gyms. I'm sure you have a great gym near you. I'm probably leaving a couple off the list of mentions. Hartford Barbell back in the day. Gallucci's gym. There was a gym in Detroit I worked out in. Not a powerhouse, but that was amazing. But amazing workouts. I met some amazing people along the way. If you have a gym that you train in that you think is great, let me know. MichaelAKaruba@gmail.com. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank everybody for listening to my podcast. You're going to get a year's worth of these, so you might as well deal with it. We're at 9 minutes and 36 seconds. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your listening. And thank you to all the gym owners I've met along the way and will meet along the way, and to all the great people that put that bar in their hand and lift every single day. God bless. Take care. This is Mike. Peace out.